USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote Tuesday on subpoenaing Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey over the platform's blocking of a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's business activities in the Ukraine. Speaking with Fox News, Texas Senator Ted Cruz accuses the tech company of actively violating the First Amendment.
Big tech censorship has always been bad, but they really crossed the line in the last 24 hours. I'm not aware of their previously actively censoring major press outlets. It's not really any different than Twitter blocking Fox News from sending out a story. Look, Fox News may be right or wrong. The New York Post may be right or wrong. But silencing the media is a direct violation of the principles of the First Amendment.
The Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett will go before the Senate for a vote on October 22nd. The Senate Judiciary Committee scheduled the vote Thursday at the end of a four-day confirmation hearing. This is USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Delta Airlines is adjusting its future revenue projections after reporting a massive loss. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger-than-expected loss in third-quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
And Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris is suspending campaign travel after two staffers tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden campaign says neither staffer who tested positive had contact with Harris or former Vice President Biden in the last 48 hours before their positive tests. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The government warned the state of Nevada not to use Chinese-made COVID-19 tests. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has more.
Documents show U.S. diplomats and security officials privately warned the state of Nevada not to use the donated kits made by a Chinese firm that's the world's largest genetic sequencing company. The tests from the firm BGI Group, donated by a company from the United Arab Emirates that has partnered with BGI. The documents obtained by the Associated Press show U.S. officials raising concern of China obtaining private information from those tested. Nevada ultimately never used any of the donated 250,000 test kits, and BGI says it's not linked to the Chinese government and does not obtain private information from tests in the U.S. I'm Wyatt Cox.
More than 50,000 Californians are without power in the middle of an October heat wave over fears of wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric began cutting power to customers in parts of 24 counties Wednesday night over fears that high winds and dry conditions could spark more fires in a year that has seen some of the worst in the state's history. PG&E says the shutdowns were used as a last resort, as parts of the state are forecast to see temperatures soar into the 90s through Friday. The company says the moves were made to reduce the risk of down power lines sparking fires in the already dry conditions. Customers should start to see services restored by Friday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.